Good to see everyone. Good to be in person with many of you. Good to be back. I've actually, as some of you know, I've come back pretty recently from 4 weeks on retreat. And I actually wanted to share some in the meditation what I was exploring. I was basically exploring developing samadhi, usually translated as concentration, for 4 weeks. And so I thought that for the meditation, I would give some basic guidance in developing samadhi or concentration, and then towards the end, bring it into insight meditation or mindfulness. So again, I don't like so much to use the word concentration because it has connotations of trying hard and bearing down and so forth, that the word in the original Pali language, samadhi, really, in terms of its etymology, the sam, S-A-M, means together, and the adi means placing. So it really means placing together or bringing together. You know, some people like to translate samadhi as the unification of mind and heart and body, or the bringing together. It doesn't have that connotation of trying hard. In fact, the secret, especially for Westerners, is to have a combination of consistent effort, so to speak, or consistent intention to connect with a particular area of experience, along with relaxation. A paradoxical, for many of us, combination of effort and relaxation. So it can take some while for, particularly for people with Western conditioning, which I believe is all of us. Generally, what we do with developing samadhi, in fact, it's helpful even to mention the way that the Tibetans translated from the Pali and from Sanskrit. Their word in Tibetan literally means staying. Staying. So it really is about staying with an area of our experience. And so in developing samadhi, one can be with the breath. One could be with a area of one's experience in terms of body sensations, could be the hands touching together or the contact with the chair or cushion, could be the whole body, could be sound, could be metta, loving kindness, or developing compassion, using phrases that one repeats over and over again. All of these are potential ways of developing samadhi. So, for the practice, we really want to choose an area, and probably many of us already have an area that we use for developing samadhi. How many people have an area you focus on, like the breath? So most, but not all. And so the breath is very common. If we're focusing on the breath, we could focus on nostrils, on the, could be just the sensations on the nostril, on the upper lip, for example. That's one way of doing it. It could be the sensations at the tip of the nostrils as the breath comes in, the breath goes out, and we just stay there. And the basic guideline for all of this is we stay with the area of focus. And when the mind wanders, we notice that and we just come back. We don't make a mental note like in mindfulness practice. As soon as we notice that we're off, we come back. And we can do this many, many times. And again, we can focus again on the hands or the contact with the chair or cushion. And loving kindness practice. So if you don't have a sense or if you don't have a typical way of focusing on one object, see what calls you. I should say also that we can be with the breath at the lungs, just being aware. We're always just going to be aware of the sensations. Or at the belly area. Some people like it to even keep their hands on the belly, helps them keep attention. You're just aware of the rising and falling of the belly or the whole body, the breath in the whole body. That's another way of focusing. For our posture, we want to generally have a straight back as much as possible and heart area open. It's actually found in research that some of the effort of keeping a good posture helps to keep one more awake. So generally have the feet flat on the floor, be relaxed, straightness of the spine as much as possible, openness of the heart, even keeping the hands together as some of you are doing can be helpful. It brings a little bit of muscle activity, which helps with alertness. One further technique, which I probably haven't taught here, which can be very, very helpful, is having what we sometimes call a three-part breath, where we are aware of the in-breath, we're aware of the out-breath, and then typically there's a slight pause. It's different length for different people, but typically it's at least half a second or so. It's often a time when the mind wanders. And so it can be really, really helpful to be with the sensations of the breath in, be with the sensation of the breath. We can make a mental, quiet mental note out. And then right after we notice the end of the in-breath, shift to a place where you're focusing on, which can be the hands touching. I focus on the whole body. So it's in, out, whole body. That's frequently a place again where the mind wanders in the pause. So a three-part breath, it also can be very helpful if we have any tendencies to control the breath. This helps because we are stay with the pause and wait for the new in-breath. So I suggest that as a very helpful technique that helps to develop more samadhi. And maybe the last thing to say is to try to have that balance of staying with the focus, often the breath, along with relaxation. And if you know that you have tendencies to try a little hard, to be a little bit tense in the effort, then make an intention to have more relaxation. If you have tendencies not to put out so much effort, but sometimes to be a little sleepy or whatever, then make the intention to have more effort. I should just say, even though I gave all the direction of posture, if anyone feels a little sleepy, it's fine to stand up. Okay. So we'll practice now, and I'll bring back the focus. I'll give some reminders as we go through, and I'll also come back and give us some guidance on insight practice towards the end. Because the aim in the teachings of the Buddha is to develop concentration or samadhi so that we can see experience and look at experience with more clarity, less distraction. And that we can, bring that increasingly into our lives, have less distraction, more clarity. Okay. So we'll practice now developing this staying with the area of focus. Over and over again, if the mind wanders, keep coming back. Over and over again. As soon as we notice we're off the area of focus, we just come back. We don't need to give a label to where we've been. We just immediately come back. As we continue to sit quietly, I want to give some brief guidance to bring in the mindfulness practice. If you're fairly experienced and you'd like to stay with developing samadhi the whole time, feel free to do that. Again, the core intention for developing samadhi is to then bring it to have clear insight into the nature of our experience. A very simple way, one way we do that is we can be basically practicing, focusing on our object. And when we switch to mindfulness practice, we stay with the focus on that object. And when the mind goes elsewhere, this time we bring in a label. We notice planning. We notice remembering. If when we notice those kinds of thinking, the thinking immediately ends, then we just go back to the area of focus, might be the breath. We continue with that. If then something comes up that lasts a little while longer, we make that the main focus. It could be body sensations, or if we're at home, it could be maybe sound or body sensations. And then we stay with that as long as the body sensations or the sounds are predominant. Same thing if we're thinking of something that has some emotional charge, we stay with it a while, then we could actually bring the mindfulness to be with the emotional energy. Let me feel the emotions. Let me notice how the body is when that's happening. We can stay with that as long as it's predominant. When it's not predominant, we go back to the main area of focus. Those are very simple ways to use the development of samadhi as a basis for mindfulness. We'll stay with that for another 5, 6 minutes till the end of the sitting. In about a minute, I'll ring the bell to finish the silent time. And if you have any questions that have developed about the development of samadhi, you can remember them, and perhaps by writing them down, and we can explore any questions about the practice in the discussion time after the talk. So see if you have any questions that have developed. Am I doing it right? Or here's what happened. What should I do? Etc.